Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Tonight at Fenway Park, the Red Sox begin their pandemic-shortened season as they play the Baltimore Orioles. After finishing last year with an 84-78 record, 19 games behind the Yankees, how are things looking this year for the Sox? For a preview, we're joined now by Boston Globe sports columnist Chad Finn. Hi, Chad, and thanks for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
You bet, Bob. Good to talk to you.
So the headline for your article in the Globe last Sunday read, "I tried to find reasons to be optimistic about the Red Sox." Did you find any? And if so, what are they?
It's going to be a strange season for sure, for obvious reasons. It's probably going to be a little bit of a disappointing one for Red Sox fans. Really, their only hope is that they kind of catch fire and get lucky over a short span because the season is just 60 games and kind of go on this sort of unexpected hot streak, because the reality is their roster isn't close to what it is last year in terms of talent. Last year, they were only six games over 500. So it looks like a pretty mediocre Red Sox team for these 60 games.
All right, let's talk some specifics. Back in February, as we all know and mourn, the Red Sox traded Mookie Betts to the Dodgers. How much are they going to miss him?
They're going to miss him in a lot of different ways. He is was the most valuable player in 2018, a tremendous defensive right fielder, a great base runner, pretty much checked every box as a baseball player. They did get a pretty promising young right fielder named Alex Verdugo, who he's also dealt with a back injury at a young age and wasn't ready back when spring training first started way back in March. So it's pretty clear anyway that he's only a fraction of the ball player Mookie Betts is. They're really, really going to miss him in any way you can conceive.
Let's talk about pitching for a minute. Red Sox lost starting pitcher Chris Sale for the season due to Tommy John surgery on his elbow. How much are they going to miss him? What's the pitching staff look like?
That's a void you just don't fill. This is a guy who's just elite at his job, and those guys are very, very hard to find. The number two starter is David Price, so they traded in the Betts deal to the Dodgers, so they don't have him either, and so the opening day starter is Nate Eovaldi, who's got a losing record in his career. He's battled a lot of injuries. He was hurt most of last season. He's a talented pitcher, but he's not by any stretch a guy who should be fronting your rotation.
Let me ask about the pandemic's impact on baseball. The two exhibition games the Sox played at Fenway this week had no fans, fake crowd noise on the TV broadcast. How do you see that affecting the players over the course of a 60-game long season?
Well, the first hope is that they can play a 60-game season, because you just don't know. There are so many variables that they're almost impossible to count in terms of what could affect this season. And in terms of the day-to-day, the adjustment to playing without fans is going to be really difficult for the players, I think. I think it's a little bit understated right now, because baseball is kind of a momentum, emotion-driven game where you can feel the crowd have an effect when a team is rallying to come back. The fake crowd noise, it sounds pretty good, but it's not quite right. It's off just a little bit, and it's off just enough to be disconcerting. So there's a lot for everybody to get used to and about what's going on right now. And the players are at the very front of that list.
All right, let me finish this way with a quick prediction from you. How do you think the Sox are going to fare this season? Will they make it to whatever the playoffs will look like?
I don't think the Red Sox are a playoff team. I think they're going to be right around 500, but I do believe it's going to be interesting with them to the end, that they'll be on the fringes of the playoff race, won't quite get there, but at least give us something to keep us entertained here over the next couple of months.
All right, we'll see how it goes over the next couple of months. Boston Globe sports columnist Chad Finn, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it.